This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited about my friend here today, Derek Stone, an entrepreneur, musician, author. I like him already. His new book is Why Should I Forgive? And it's a big topic, man. It's a heavy topic, and it's something that's not easy to write about. And I'm glad that you did. Derek, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today.
Derek, thanks for having me, man. I really appreciate it. It's an honor.
I love that. Yeah. So then you eventually moved to Nashville and you were doing shows there as well.
Yeah, we were doing shows. We rebuilt a band when we got here. We got my brother-in-law, moved up from Tupelo. He was a drummer, got some really amazing musicians. Then I realized that I couldn't play guitar on the scale that I needed to sing as well. But I've always wanted to react with the crowd. And so I kind of stepped away from guitar. We hired a guitar player and then I started just being the front man. And that's when I started having a blast, man. Just so cool. I get to live the lyrics out in front of people. So cool. And then in 2014, just something started happening where I started getting real bitter with the music industry because my construction career was taking off really, really well. It was providing way better than anything that I'd ever done in my life. And so something had to give. And I realized it was just like, man, this music thing, because I was getting so frustrated with it. I wasn't desperate anymore because I already had the money from construction. You know, it had been, like I said, it was providing way better. And I always thought that the music was going to be something to provide for my family. And it just never had. 14 years I'd been at it. And so, and then 2014, that's when I chose to walk away from the music industry altogether. And, I don't think I've been to a rock concert since because of it. It hurts bad, man.
Yeah, it took me many years to go back where I could enjoy it again. And it took, honestly, and we're going to switch and start talking about some of the self-help that you've done, personal development you've done. But it took some of that for me to be able, on the music side, because a different path. Yeah. I can relate to your story. It took me a long time. And there's still certain groups and certain things I can't go to because it just brings me too close to how deep I was into it for a long time. And you really see behind the curtain
for sure.
in a different way. Hey, let's talk about your book, Why Should I Forgive? So you know, we'll fast forward it a little bit. You're a successful business owner. You've got this great company. I do want you to talk about that in a few minutes as well before we are finished. But let's talk about the book. I think it's such an important concept. You lived some really tough things in your younger years. Take us back. You talk about forgiveness and the difference between you and some of your siblings. Talk to me about that. I know it's tough, but you wrote this book, man. First of all, I have such respect for you doing that because it's easy. And I've been talking about that with COVID leadership recently too. Like, it's easy to lead when you're on a white horse out front. It's easy to lead when there's 800 people and you're the front man and things are going your way. It's harder to lead when you're digging up painful things about your past. It's harder to lead when you have to lay people off or when you're forced to let vendors go or deal with tough things in your life. That's when real true leadership, I believe, emerges. And it's leaders who are willing to be brutally honest, but also look at what's going on and what's maybe holding them back in life and tackling some big internal issues that we don't always like to tackle because we try to pretend we're Superman.